glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
It is typical of human nature to want the best seats in the house. Who wants to sit at a banquet hall listening to the speaker from behind the supporting pillar? How many really want the tickets that you have in the nosebleed section of the stadium or coliseum? Do we like it when we pay for a sightseeing tour and have to sit on the inside aisle seat, making it a strain on the neck and eyes to view the intended sights? Where's the reserved seat section at the local football stadium? Who wants to go to the movies and sit on the front row? Down front isn't very comfortable. The apostles James and John, along with their mother, requested the very best seats in the kingdom of God, and they knew where they were. The mother of the sons of Zebedee asked for her sons to sit on the left and on the right of Jesus in his kingdom. That request led to an opportunity for Jesus to teach one of the greatest principles of Christianity to all of his apostles. We invite you to stay tuned as we study more from the Word of God.
Share what we've got, 'cause we've all got a lot of things to share together. Share what we've got, 'cause we've all got a lot of love to last forever. Not just 1 mile, go with them too. When they are hungry and are needing special help, deep in your heart, you know exactly what to do. Share what we've got, 'cause we've all got a lot of things to share together. Share what we've got, 'cause we've all got a lot of love to last forever. Jesus can now be shown to others. They cannot see until we care. It is not Jesus when we keep it to ourselves. Oh, no, no. You can be sure it's not love until we share. Share what we've got, 'cause we've all got a lot of things to share together. Share what we've got, 'cause we've all got a lot of love to last forever. Share what we've got,
share what we've got,
got a lot of things to share together.
Share what we've got,
got a lot of love to last for.
I began this radio program with the best seats in the house syndrome. We want to sit where we can see and hear. For some folks, the best seats in the house are also desired because of the honor bestowed upon the ones who get them. From Matthew chapter 20, or in Mark chapter 10, we find the account of the brothers James and John and their mother asking Jesus for the best seats in the kingdom. His response to them was that they didn't really know nor understand what they were asking for. And sure enough, they didn't. They didn't know. He asked them if they could drink the cup that he was about to drink. They said they could, but they really didn't know it meant dying. Jesus was headed to Jerusalem to be crucified. They just didn't comprehend it all. But they knew they wanted to have the best and most honored seats in the kingdom. Their request made for a big argument among all of the apostles. Why? Because some of them may have wanted such a seat for themselves. But the important part of this scripture is the teaching Jesus shares because of this request and the incurring argument among the disciples. Let's listen to the Lord. He said, as he called them together, "You know the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." While human nature leads us to scratch and claw our way to the top seats in anything and everything, Jesus denounces that very thing among all his followers, and especially among those who will be the leaders within his kingdom. The world places great emphasis and honor upon those who achieve the honors. Christ and Christianity bestows the greatest honors and recognition upon the ones whose motive and actions serve the most. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Jesus laid down his life for all of mankind. No greater sacrifice or gift nor love could ever be given. Often we hear of soldiers who by their own courageous sacrifice will take injury and death to save the life of their fellow comrades in arm. We consider their act as one of the greatest honors among men. Oftentimes, policemen, firemen, and others who are the first responders involved in rescuing operations risk their own lives to save those in harm's way. Those who do sometimes lose their lives in the line of duty and are decorated for their unselfish sacrifice. Jesus wanted James and John, along with his other chosen apostles, to know that it isn't about climbing our way up to the seats of honor and being seated there. In his kingdom, the honor is bestowed on the greatest servant, the most willing servant of all. If we take a close look at what Jesus instructs us to be doing in our everyday life, we will find many avenues through which we can truly serve. Jesus has told all to go the second mile. That simply means that we go beyond what we're obligated and willingly help someone far more than the obligation. Jesus said, "Treat others as you want them to treat you." He didn't say we wait to find out how this person is going to treat me, nor respond to others as they have been treating me. He commands that we who follow him take the initiative. He teaches us to forgive those who sin against us. Have you ever really thought about that? One of the greatest services that can be given is to forgive the wrongs others have committed against us. Oh, how much guilt and resentment we can remove from life by such an act of service. Jesus has taught us that no unwholesome word or careless word should be spoken from the lips of a disciple of His. Can you imagine the great service we can do for one another if we will bind up all of the slander and the gossip and criticism and never ever repeat a word of it? When we do, we bear one another's burdens and fulfill the law of God. James wrote this description of acceptable religion before God. It is to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. For in such acts we know that we give and serve those who are unable to give in return. And Jesus taught us to share and give and serve those who cannot return the blessing. Let's remember that Jesus had the best seat. He was with the Father in heaven. He released His grip on deity and became the servant. He became the Christ for all of humanity. He was the Lord and Master sitting among His disciples, and He was the one who got up from the table and washed their feet. He came to serve. Are you looking for places of honor or a place to serve? Jesus is the greatest example of all. I hope and pray our message will touch your heart today.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.